ما شاء الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يرزقنا حسن النية. I ask Allah to grant us the sincere intentions. كنا أمس تكلمنا أو في الدروس الماضية تكلمنا في أمر الوضوء وفي أمر الغسل في الأركان والشروط والمبطلات والموجبات. الآن نشرع بالكلام عن التيمم إن شاء الله تعالى. In the past sessions, if you remember, we talked about al-wudu, about al-ghusl, in what concerns the integrals, the invalidators, what makes al-wudu an obligation, what makes al-ghusl an obligation. Insha'Allah, we are going to talk now about التيمم, making the dry purification if you want. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ومن لم يجد الماء أو كان يضره الماء تيمم بعد دخول الوقت وزوال النجاسة التي لا يعفى عنها. The author, may Allah have mercy on him, said, if one needs to pray, but one is in the state of ritual impurity, and one cannot find water, or will be harmed upon using it, one performs tayammum, dry purification. شرح ذلك. شرح ذلك أن من فقد الماء أو كان يضره الماء فإنه يتيمم للصلاة. The explanation: if one cannot find water, or if one is harmed upon using the water, then one makes tayammum to be able to pray. فقد الماء على نوعين. For one to be when we say not to find water, how do I say it? For one to be judged as someone who does not find water, there are two cases. Let me say, there are two cases for one to be judged as someone who does not find water. الفقد إما أن يكون حسيا أو معنويا. So either one does not find water physically, or there is water, but as if this water does not exist. This is the second case. Or there is water close to him, but this water, as if it does not exist. الفقد الحسي فيه تفصيل. For one not to find water physically, there are details pertaining to this issue. إذا كان الشخص في مكان وأراد أن يتطهر للصلاة وهو يعرف أنه يوجد ماء قريب من هذا المكان، يوجد ماء في هذا المكان أو على مسافة قريبة من هذا المكان الذي هو فيه، فهنا لا بد له من أن يقصد الماء لأجل الطهارة. If one is in a place where there is water close to him, maybe not very close, it might not be very close, but it is within a distance which is considered close religiously, then one has to seek the water to make the purification, to make al-wudu or al-ghusl. المسافة القريبة هي مسافة نصف فرسخ. A close distance is the distance of one half of a فرسخ. الفرسخ ثلاثة أميال. Every فرسخ is equal to 3 Islamic miles. والميل 6,000 ذراع. Every Islamic mile is 6,000 cubits. فيكون الفرسخ ميلا ونصف أي 9,000 ذراع. So فيكون نصف الفرسخ ميلا ونصف أي 9,000 ذراع. So one half of a فرسخ would be one and a half miles, which is equal to 9,000 cubits. تسعة آلاف ذراع يعني أكثر من 4 كيلومترات بشيء, which means more, a little bit more than 4 kilometers. About maybe it's about 2.5 miles. That is. فإذا كان الواحد في بلد في مكان ولم يجد معه ماء, لكن كان يعرف أن الماء موجود, البحر أو النهر أو البحيرة أو غير ذلك, الماء موجود في ضمن هذه المسافة, فهذا ليس له أن يتيمم بل لا بد أن يقصد الماء. So if someone is in a place and he does not have water with him, but he knows that there is water in a close distance within those 2.5 miles approximately. There is the ocean, the sea, a river, a pond, a lake, or other than that, a spring, or other than that. So he knows that the water exists within this distance, then one has to seek the water to perform purification with it, and he is not entitled to make a tayammum in this case. هلا إن كان الشخص لا يعلم بوجود الماء في مسافة قريبة فهنا ماذا يفعل؟ كما لو كان مسافرا وصل إلى موضع أراد أن يتوضأ ويصلي ولا يعرف هذا الموضع من قبل فلا يدري هل يوجد ماء في مسافة القرب ضمن حد القرب أم لا ماذا يفعل Now if one does not know that there is water within this distance For example someone was traveling And at one point of time, he wanted to make wudu, he wanted to pray, so he wanted to make purification. The area where he stopped to do that is not familiar for him. He does not know about the area. He does not know that there is water close to him. So what does he do in this case? إن كان أولا ينظر في رحله First, he checks his luggage إن كان لا يوجد ماء معه ينظر مع رفقته If he does not have water with him he checks with his companions the people who are with him فإن وجد ماء معهم ولو بثمن المثل لو بثمن لكن ثمن المثل ليس أكثر فعند ذلك ليس له أن يتيمم If he finds water with them and they want to give it to him even an exchange of money then he is not entitled to make tayammum Of course if the amount of money that they ask for is the market price of this water so if they ask let's say $1,000 for a bottle of water he is not obligated to buy this water إن لم يجد الماء في رحله ولا مع رفقته فإما أن يعلم أنه لا يوجد ماء حيث هو أو لا يعلم في الناحية التي هو فيها أو لا يعلم في احتمالين إن كان يعلم أنه لا يوجد ماء هناك يتيمم ويصلي من غير طلب من غير أن يبحث لأنه لا معنى للبحث وهو يعلم أنه لا يوجد ماء Now if he does not find water with his companions if he knows that the area where he is does not have water the surrounding area does not have water, there is no water there, if he knows that, then he does not have to look for water. He makes tayammum immediately and prays. أما إن كان لا يعلم ذلك فيبحث في تلك الناحية بالقرب من الموضع الذي هو فيه في ضمن حد الغوث في ضمن مسافة لو حصل معه شيء فنادى رفاقه يسمعونه ويأتون لإعانته قدرت بنحو 300 ذراع فإن لم يجد الماء في ضمن هذه المسافة فإنه عند ذلك يتيمم خلوني راجع من شان الأذرع تقديرها بنرجع بعدين من عيدة. If he does not find know if there is water in the surrounding area, then he checks, he looks for water within the distance of help, if you want to call it like that, which means within a distance. If anything occurs with him and he needs the help of his companions, if he calls on them, they will hear him and come to rescue him or to help him. إذا كانت الأرض منبسطة يكفي أن ينظر في الجهات الأربعة. If one is in a flat land, then it is enough for one to look in the four directions. إن لم يجد الماء يتيمم. If he does not find water, he makes tayammum. إن كان الأرض فيها وهاد ومرتفعات أو هناك شيء يحجب الرؤية يذهب في كل جهة إلى مسافة الغوث يبحث في الجهات الأربعة في ضمن حد الغوث. If the area is hilly or there are things that prevent him from seeing to that distance, in this case he goes to that distance looking for water in each of the four directions. إن لم يجد الماء يتيمم. If he does not find water, he makes a tayammum then. هذا يقال له فقد حسي. This is called this case is the case when one does not find the water physically. فإن تيمم الشخص بدون طلب لم يصح تيممه. إذا كان في موضع لا يعرفه فتيمم من غير طلب لا يعرف أنه لا يوجد فيه ماء فتيمم من غير طلب لم يصح تيممه. If one is in a place that he does not know and he makes a tayammum without seeking the water in the aforementioned matter, then one's tayammum is invalid. It is not valid. لأن الله تعالى قال فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا. Because Allah Ta'ala said, فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا, which means, if you do not find water, then make a tayammum. So looking for water and not finding it is a condition for the validity of tayammum in this case. أما الفقد المعنوي فهو كأن يكون الماء بالقرب منه, الماء موجود لكن يحول بينه وبين الماء سبع أو عدو, ففي هذه الحال الماء كأنه غير موجود فيقال هذا الماء مفقود فقدا معنويا من حيث المعنى كأنه غير موجود, وإن كان حسا هو موجود, ففي هذه الحال أيضا يجوز التيمم. The other case, the other case is when the water physically exists, but one cannot reach it. There is something that prevents one from reaching this water, like a beast preventing him from reaching this water, like an enemy. If he goes to get the water, this enemy kills him, for example. In this case, physically the water exists, but as if it does not exist. This is why in this case the same judgment is applied, the judgment when the water does not exist physically. So one makes tayammum and prays. هذه حال يباح فيها التيمم, حال فقد الماء. This is one case when التيمم would be done to pray, which is when one does not find water, either physically or virtually. الحال الثانية هي حال خوف الضرر, إذا كان الشخص يخاف على نفسه الهلاك فإنه في هذه الحال الهلاك من استعمال الماء في الوضوء أو في الغسل, فإنه في هذه الحال يتيمم. The second case is when the person fears for himself to be harmed by using the water for tayammum or ghusl. Being harmed means, for example, he fears that he is going to die because of using water. Then it is permissible for him to make a tayammum. أو إذا كان مريضا فخاف من استعمال الماء أن يطول مرضه, مدة المرض. Or if one fears, because one is sick, that by using the water his sickness will be longer, then he can make a tayammum. أو خاف أن يتلف عضوه. Or if one fears that he really fears. When I say fears, يعني there is a sound ground for this fear, not illusions. Okay. So if one fears that one of his organs is going to be impaired, in this case he would make a tayammum. أو خاف أن يصير عنده شين عيب فاحش كثير في عضو ظاهر كالوجه من استعمال الماء فإنه يجوز له التيمم عند ذلك. Or if one fears that an organ, an apparent organ, if you want, an organ that appears usually like one's face, would be severely disfigured because of using the water. In this case, one would make a tayammum. أما لمجرد الألم أما لمجرد الألم فلا يباح له التيمم. Now if one only feels a little bit of pain because of using water, this does not allow him to make a tayammum instead of a wudu. InshaAllah, after this session, maybe those will be passed over, or يعني, should have a solution for this issue. وَلَا يَصِحُّ التَّيَمُّمْ إِلَّا بَعْدَ دُخُولِ الْوَقْتِ. فمن تيمم قبل دخول الوقت, من تيمم لصلاة الظهر قبل دخول وقت الظهر, لا يصح أن يصلي الظهر بهذا التيمم, لا يصح تيممه للصلاة. For tayammum to be valid, it needs to take place after the time of the prayer is in. For example, if one makes a tayammum to pray al-dhuhr, he needs to make it after the time of dhuhr is in. If he makes it before the time is in, this tayammum is invalid. ليش؟ لأن التيمم طهارة ضرورة. قبل دخول الوقت لا يوجد ضرورة. Because why is that? Because making a tayammum is a kind of purification that is made for emergency, if you want. And before the time of the prayer is in, there is no emergency for that. This is why it is not valid if it is done before the time is in. وإن كان على بدن الشخص نجاسة فلا بد من إزالة النجاسة قبل التيمم لصحة التيمم. If someone has a najas filth,
because you are trying to fix it, Baha, or no? No, okay.
Muhammad, لما استعملنا هيدا هذا لما كنا عم نستعمل أولاني ما كان عم يعمل هيك.
بهاء الدين بهاء الدين. The next session إن شاء الله you will put the other one, the one that we were using before this one. Okay.
طيب. طيب let us continue. الله يبارك فيكم. So what we said, if the person has a najas filth on his body, then one needs to purify the area, remove the najas filth before making a tayammum, for his tayammum to be valid. For example, مثلا واحد معه كمية قليلة من الماء تكفي لإزالة النجاسة أو للوضوء لأحد الأمرين، ماذا يفعل؟ هنا يزيل النجاسة عن بدنه بهذا الماء ثم يتيمم. For example, if someone has a little amount of water which is enough for one of two matters, removing the najas filth from his body or making al-wudu. It is not enough for both. It is enough for one of the two matters. What does he do? What he does is that he uses the water to remove the najas filth, and then he makes التيمم. فإن لم يتمكن، إن كان لا يتمكن من إزالة النجاسة، يتيمم وهو على حاله. If he does not have any means to remove the najas filth, then he makes a tayammum without removing it and prays. That is, قال المؤلف بتراب خالص طهور له غبار. The author said, tayammum is performed by using unmixed soil, which is purifying and dusty. شرح ذلك أن التيمم لا يصح إلا بالتراب. The explanation, it is not valid to make a tayammum except with dirt, with soil. التيمم بالحجر مثلا لا يصح. For example, to make a tayammum using a stone is invalid. أو بالثلج, or using the snow for example, for that is invalid. أو التيمم على الحشيش مثلا لا يصح. Or using the grass for that, it is invalid. It has to be with the soil. ولا بد أن يكون هذا التراب له غبار. The soil has to be dusty. فإن كان مثل رمل البحر لا غبار له لم يصح التيمم به. If it is like the sea, like the beach sand, it does not have dust, it is not dusty, then it is not valid to use it for a tayammum. وَلَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ خَالِصًا غَيْرَ مَخْلُوطٍ يعني برماد مثلاً ولا برمل البحر ولا بنحو ذلك. Also it has to be unmixed with something else like the beach sand for example, or like the ashes. If the soil is mixed with ashes or with beach sand, then it is not valid to make a tayammum with this soil. ولا بد أن يكون التراب طهورا طاهرا بنفسه مطهرا. The soil has to be pure and purifying. فالتراب المتنجس لا يصح استعماله في التيمم. It is invalid to use a soil which is contaminated with نجاسة to make a tayammum. إلا إن طهر. Of course, except if it is purified by water, then you can use it afterwards. ولا يصح استعمال التراب المتناثر من الوجه ومن اليدين للتيمم به. Also it is not permissible, it is not valid to use the dirt that falls from the face when one uses it to wipe his face in a tayammum, or the dirt that falls from the hands after one uses it to wipe his hands in a tayammum. هذا التراب وإن كان طاهرا لكنه غير مطهر. This soil, although it is pure, but it is not purifying. وقد يكون التراب طاهرا مطهرا ومع ذلك يحرم استعماله للتيمم. Sometimes the soil might be pure and purifying and still it is prohibited to use it for a tayammum. كما لو كان تراب مسجد. Like the soil of a masjid, of a mosque. It is prohibited to use it for a tayammum. أو تراب إنسان لا يرضى أن تستعمله في ذلك. Or this soil is owned by someone who does not allow you, who does not accept that you use it in a tayammum, then it is prohibited for you to use it in a tayammum. Which means if you make a tayammum with this soil, the tayammum is valid, but you would be sinful. The tayammum is valid, but you would be sinful. قال المؤلف في الوجه واليدين يرتبهما بضربتين بنية استباحة فرض الصلاة مع النقل ومسح أول الوجه. The author said, one strikes the soil with the inside part of the hands, then makes and maintains the intention of performing tayammum while transferring the dust of the soil from the ground until it is wiped on part of the face. One wipes the entire face and then strikes the soil a second time to wipe the hands and forearms. شرح ذلك أن التيمم محله الوجه واليدان. The explanation: التيمم is made by wiping the face, the hands, the arms, up to and including the elbows. وقد بينا حد الوجه فيما سبق. If you remember, we mentioned previously what are the limits of the face. فيمسح وجهه كما يغسل وجهه في الوضوء. So one wipes his face with dirt just as he washes his face with water. That is within the same limits. لكن لا يجب إيصال التراب إلى باطن اللحية ولو كانت خفيفة. لأن هذا يعسر. But it is not a condition to let the dust of the soil reach the inner part of the beard, for example, even if it is a light one, even if it is not thick, because this is difficult, very difficult. كذلك الشارب والحاجب وما شابه. Likewise, the eyebrows, the mustache, and the like. ولا بد في التيمم من تقديم مسح الوجه على مسح اليدين. It is an obligation in التيمم to wipe the face first, then the hands. فلو مسح يديه قبل وجهه لم يصح. If one wipes his hands before wiping his face, it is invalid. ويجب أن ينقل التراب. One must transfer the soil in التيمم. فلو وقف في وجه الريح فسفت الريح التراب على وجهه فنوى لا يجزي لأنه لم يحصل النقل. So if one stands in the wind and the wind was carrying soil with it and the soil hit his face, when this happened, he made the intention of tayammum. This is not valid because he did not transfer the soil to his face. He needs to transfer the soil to his face. Without transferring the soil to the face or to the hands, a tayammum is not valid. وَلَا بُدَّ فِيهِ مِنْ نِيَّ مُجْزِئَةٍ. One has to make a valid intention in a tayammum. كَنِيَّةِ اسْتِبَاحَةِ فَرْضِ الصَّلَاةِ. Like if one makes the intention that he is doing what enables him to pray, for example. أَمَّا لَوْ نَوَى رَفْعَ الْحَدَثِ فَلَا يَصِحْ. Now if he makes the intention to lift the impurity, the ritual impurity, this is not a valid intention. لِأَنَّ التَّيَمُّمْ لَا يَرْفَعُ الْحَدَثِ وَإِنَّمَا يُبِيحُ الصَّلَاةِ. This is so because making a tayammum does not lift the ritual impurity. Rather, it enables one to pray, but it does not lift the ritual impurity. وَلَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ تَيَمُّمْ بِضَرْبَتَيْنِ عَلَى الْأَقَلِ. One has to transfer the soil twice at least in at-tayammum. At least. ضَرْبَ لِلْوَجِهِ وَضَرْبَ لِلْيَدَيْنِ. He strikes the soil one time and he wipes his face, and he strikes the soil another time and he wipes his hands. فَإِنْ مَسَحَ الْوَجْهَ وَالْيَدَيْنِ بِضَرْبَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ لَمْ يُجْزِئْ. If one wipes the face and the hands with one strike, this is invalid. This does not make the tayammum a valid one. أَمَّا الزِّيَادَ عَلَى ضَرْبَتَيْنِ فَتَجُوزْ. Now, striking more than twice is permissible. They have to be at least twice. وَلَا بُدَّ أَن تَكُونَ النِّيَّةِ مَعَ النَّقِلْ وَمَسْحْ أَوَّلِ الْوَجِهِ. The intention has to be made in the heart while one is transferring the soil until he starts wiping one's face. So during this whole time, one needs to have in his heart that he is now making at-tayammum, the intention of at-tayammum, which is not difficult. And usually this is what happens, except if one starts to think about something else. Otherwise, it is easy to be done. وذكر بعض الأئمة أن مسح أن التيمم يكون في الوجه والكفين. فعندهم لا يجب مسح الذراع. Some imams said that التيمم is done by wiping the face and the hands only. So according to them, it is not an obligation in a tayammum to wipe the forearms. طيب. طيب إلى هنا أحد له سؤال up till here. Do you have any questions? يعني عما قيل about what was said. Something that was not clear. لا بس إلى الوجه. The intention only when one is transferring the soil until he starts wiping the face. With the arms, he does not have to have the intention. مشهد. لو كان يظن أنه قد يجد الماء يجوز أن يتيمم. إن طلب فلم يجد. At the beginning, for if someone is traveling, let's say, and at the beginning of the dhuhr time, he wanted to pray, he did not find water, but he knows or he thinks that after 1 hour or 2 hours, he might reach some place where there is water. He can make a tayammum where he is and pray. He is allowed to do that. He does not have to wait until reaching the place where the water is. If he follows what we mentioned previously, the steps that we mentioned. No, when you strike, you are not transferring. When you start transferring, this is when you have to have the intention. And because you might not strike, isn't it? And you might get the soil to your hands without striking the soil, isn't it? No. Yeah, like if the wind blows and the wind puts the soil on your hands, then you don't strike. When you start moving your hands, when you start transferring the soil to your face, you make the intention. About? Some imams, they said, you make a tayammum with your up till here, with only the hands. You don't have to wipe the arms. Wafiq. بيتيمم للظهر ثم يتيمم للعصر. If someone is combining al-dhuhr with al-asr, he makes a tayammum for al-dhuhr, he prays al-dhuhr, he makes a tayammum again, and then he prays al-asr. Why? Because the time of asr, if he is bringing al-asr to al-dhuhr, the time for praying al-asr does not start except after he finished al-dhuhr. So once he finished al-dhuhr, the time of praying al-asr starts, so he needs another tayammum again.
هل يجب معرفة المكان الذي يندر فيه وجود الماء أو لا يندر فيه؟
هل يجب معرفة المكان؟
المكان الذي يندر فيه وجود الماء أو لا يندر فيه مثلا يكثر فيه.
هيديك بيحكوا فيها الفقهاء لأجل القضاء بعد ذلك الإعادة، مش لأجل تيمم والصلاة. تفضل. المرض كيف يحكم؟ يحكم بكلام الطبيب الثقة أو بتجربة نفسه.
يعني في ياخذ هو إذا صمد
لكن بيعرف حاله هو
لا ينضر.
بتجربة نفسه يستطيع. How does one judge that he is going to be harmed by using the water? Either by a trustworthy Muslim doctor telling him that, or by knowing himself. He had a previous experience. He knows that about oneself. So he can rely on that also. نعم. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. ما عم بسمع. إيه نعم. صحيح. I didn't hear everything, sister. I didn't hear everything you said. He goes in each direction for a distance, checking for water, for a distance, if anything happens for him, and he needs the help of his companions, if he calls on them, they would hear him and come to help him. Which is, يعني, yeah, around 200 yards. 200 yards? Less than 200 yards. 300 cubits. It is valid to make a tayammum, to make up a prayer. He doesn't need to wait until he finds water. Likewise, if one delays al-dhuhr to al-asr, he combines al-dhuhr with al-asr by delaying al-dhuhr to al-asr. He needs to make tayammum for each one of the two prayers. اتفضل نبيل. هذا اليوم. طيب. ما شاء الله. بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نكمل. Let us continue then. ما وجد؟ شو دخل خروج الوقت؟ دائما لما لا يجد الماء يتيمم. لا كان. شو ما وجد؟ بدك تغير السؤال لكن يجد يعني يوجد ماء قريب يطلب الماء لا يبادر بالتيمم. If someone, let's say, he forgets to pray, and then at the end of the dhuhr time, he remembers that he did not pray al-dhuhr. So now he has a short time. He does not have water. If he is going to search for water to go in the different directions, then the time would be out. Or he knows that there is water, like, let's say, 1 mile away. If he goes to get the water, the time goes out of the prayer. What does he do? Does he make tayammum? Or does he seek the water? The answer is he seeks the water. He is because he is not entitled to make a tayammum until he does not find water. So even if he makes a tayammum, it is invalid. That's why he seeks the water. إذا كان بموضع له أن يتيمم فيه يتيمم. بيتيمم. هذا ما نفاصل طويل مدة. ما بيكون دخل بلا بالنسبة له دخل، ما هذا وقت للعصر وهذا وقت الجمع. وإلا بيكون عم بيصلي الصلاة قبل وقتها. فإذا بيمشي الحال. طيب إيه له فيك. طيب قال المؤلف فصل، هذا الفصل معقود بعد الكلام عن بعد الكلام عن الوضوء والغسل والتيمم، الآن يتكلم المؤلف عما يحرم على من انتقض وضوءه إلى أن يتوضأ، وعلى عما يحرم على المحدث حدثا أكبر. After talking about وضوء غسل and تيمم, the author started talking about the issues that are prohibited for the one who is in the ritual, in the state of ritual impurity, the things that are prohibited for one to do if one is in the state of ritual impurity, whether minor or major. يقول ومن انتقض وضوءه حرم عليه الصلاة والطواف وحمل المصحف ومسه، ويمكن من ذلك الصبي للدراسة. The author said, the one who is the person who invalidated his wudu is prohibited to perform prayer, circumambulate the Kaaba, and to carry or touch the book of Quran. However, the child who has reached the age of mental discrimination and is studying in the book of the Quran is allowed to carry it and touch it without wudu. المحدث حدثا أصغر يحرم عليه أمور. There are matters which are prohibited for the person who is in the state of minor ritual impurity to do. الأمر الأول يحرم عليه الصلاة ولو كانت صلاة جنازة. The first matter, it is prohibited for him to pray, even if this prayer is a جنازة prayer. ويحرم عليه الطواف لأن الطواف بمنزلة الصلاة كما جاء في الحديث، الطواف بمنزلة الصلاة إلا أنه يحل فيه كلام الناس أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Also it is prohibited for him to go around الكعبة to make طواف, because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said الطواف بمنزلة الصلاة إلا أنه يحل فيه كلام الناس, which means circumambulating الكعبة is like praying, is similar to praying. But it is permissible to talk while doing it. So from this hadith, it is known that one needs to have wudu to go around Al-Kaaba, just as one needs to have wudu to make the prayer. وَسَوَاءٌ كَانَ الطَّوَافُ طَوَافَ فَرْضٍ أَوْ طَوَافَ تَطَوَّعٍ. The same rule applies in the case of the obligatory tawaf and the sunnah tawaf. الأمر الثالث الذي يحرم عليه حمل المصحف ومسه. Also, the person who is in the state of minor ritual impurity is not entitled to carry the book of Quran or even to touch it. حتى لو كان يحمله بحائل. Even if he is carrying this, the book of Quran with a barrier. مثلا وضع المصحف موضوع على خشبة فحمل الخشبة. Like if the book of Quran is on a piece of wood and he carries that piece of wood while he does not have wudu, he is not entitled to do that. أو كان المصحف في كيس. أليس يعمل كيس خاص للمصحف فحمل الكيس ليس له. Or like if the book of Quran was in a box made for it, or in a bag, so the person carries that box or that bag, it is not permissible. بخلاف ما لو كان بين الأمتعة المصحف فحمله لا بنيته. فحمل صندوق الأمتعة لا بنيته فيجوز. Now if the مصحف is in a box where if the مصحف was with the luggage of the person and the person carries his luggage not with the intention of carrying al-mushaf without having wudu, then it is permissible for one to do that. وكما يحرم مس المصحف يحرم مس حاشيته. As it is prohibited to touch the words of Al-Mushaf, written in Al-Mushaf, it is prohibited to touch the margin of the papers. وَالْغِلَافِ. Likewise the cover of the book of Quran. إِلَّا إِنْ كَانَ هُنَاكَ ضَرُورَةً. Except if there is a necessity. كما لو كان لا سبيل لحفظه من الضياع إلا بأن يمسه وهو على غير وضوء فهنا يجوز له. Like if there is no way to protect the book of Quran from being lost except by carrying it while one does not have wudu, then it is permissible for one to do it. أو كان هذا هو السبيل لمنعه من التنجس. Or if this was the only way to protect المصحف from getting najas filthy, from falling in نجاسة. In this case, one is entitled to carry المصحف without having wudu. ويستثنى الصبي الصغير الذي هو مميز فإنه يمكن من حمل المصحف لغرض الدراسة لا لغير ذلك. يعني إذا قال لا يجوز للأب أن يقول لولده الذي هو غير بالغ وليس على وضوء اذهب فأتني بالمصحف، ليس له، لكن لغرض الدراسة فقط يجوز للولد المميز غير البالغ أن يمكن، يجوز تمكينه من حمل المصحف بغير وضوء. There is an exception which is the case of the little of the child who is not a pubescent yet, who is in the state of mental discrimination and is carrying Al-Quran to study in it, to use it for studying. In this case, it is permissible for us to let him do that. It is not permissible, even if he does not have wudu. It is not permissible for us to tell him, go and get me the book of Quran, because if he does not have wudu, because then you are ordering this child to carry al-mushaf without wudu, not for the purpose of studying, for another purpose. The exemption is for the purpose of studying if this child is in the state, reached the state of mental discrimination. قال المؤلف ويحرم على الجنوب على الجنوب هذه وقراءة القرآن والمكث في المسجد. The author said, it is unlawful for the person who emitted many junub to do the aforementioned and also to recite the Quran and stay in a mosque. شرح ذلك أن الجنوب أي الذي شرح ذلك أن الجنوب يزيد في الحرمة على المحدث حدثا أصغر، يحرم عليه ما يحرم على المحدث حدثا أصغر. The explanation, the one who is in the state of janaba is prohibited from praying, going around Al-Kaaba, touching or carrying Al-Mushaf. وفوق هذا أموم أخرى. On top of that, there are other matters that are prohibited for him. منها أنه لا يجوز له قراءة القرآن. One of those matters is that he is not entitled to recite Al-Quran. لا أعني بذلك حمله، بل مجرد القراءة باللسان، مجرد القراءة باللسان. I do not mean by that carrying al-mushaf. He is not entitled to carry al-mushaf. I mean reciting. If he recites al-Quran, it is prohibited for him. إلا إن قال شيئا من أذكار القرآن بنية الذكر لا بنية أنه يقرأ القرآن. Except if he says بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, for example, not with the intention that he is reciting Al-Quran, but rather with the intention that he is making dhikr, this type of dhikr. then it is permissible for him to say it. ومثله أذكار أخرى من أذكار القرآن. Likewise, other types of dhikr mentioned in Al-Quran. If he says them with the intention of making dhikr, not with the intention of reciting Al-Quran, it is permissible. ويحرم أيضا عليه المكث في المسجد أو التردد فيه. Likewise, it is prohibited for the person who is in the state of janaba to stay in the mosque or to go back and forth within the mosque. نعم يجوز له المرور بأن يدخل من باب ويخرج من آخر من غير توقف ولا تردد. It is permissible for him to just pass through the mosque without stopping and without going back and forth within the mosque. Just to pass, to go in from one door and get out from the other door. So if he takes the mosque as a route for him to reach someplace else, it is permissible. ويستثنى من ذلك النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فإنه كان يجوز له المكث في المسجد مع الجنابة. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was exempted from this rule, which means it was permissible for him to stay in the mosque even if he was in the state of janaba. قال المؤلف وعلى الحائض والنفساء هذه والصوم قبل الانقطاع وتمكين الزوج والسيد من الاستمتاع بما بين السرة والركبة قبل الغسل وقيل لا يحرم إلا الجماع. The author said it is unlawful for the menstruating and postpartum bleeding woman to do all the aforementioned actions, to fast before the cessation of bleeding, and to allow the husband or the master to enjoy the areas between their navels and their knees before they have performed their purificatory bath. Some scholars said that anything other than sexual intercourse is allowed, however. شرح ذلك أن الحائض والنفساء يحرم عليهما ما يحرم على الجنوب وتزيدان أمورا. The explanation: the woman who is in the state of menses or postpartum bleeding is not allowed to do all the matters from which the one who is in the state of janaba is prohibited. On top of that, there are other matters from which she is prohibited. منها الصوم قبل الانقطاع. من هذه الأمور أنه لا يجوز لها أن تصوم قبل انقطاع دم الحيض أو النفاس. One matter is that she is not permitted, she is not entitled to fast before the blood stops, the blood of the menses or the postpartum bleeding. فإن قطع الدم جاز لهما الصوم ولو قبل الغسل. Once the blood stops, it is permissible for them to fast. even before making al-ghusl. ويحرم على المرأة التي هي في الحيض أو النفاس تمكين الزوج من الاستمتاع بما بين سرتها وركبتها من دون حائل. Another matter is that it is prohibited for the menstruating woman and the woman who is in the state of postpartum bleeding to enable her husband to enjoy what is between her navel and her knees, without a barrier, that is. وهذه الحرمة تستمر بعد انقطاع الدم إلى أن تغتسل. This matter remains prohibited after the blood stops, after the bleeding stops, until she takes the purificatory bath, until she makes the purification afterwards. هذا إن كان الاستمتاع بلا حائل، أما إن كان بحائل فيجوز. This is if it takes place without a barrier. If there is a barrier, then it is permissible. Which means if the husband enjoys what is between the navel and the knees of his wife from above the clothes, it is permissible. وقال بعض العلماء لا يحرم ذلك إلا الجماع ولو بلا حائل. وهو قول في مذهب الشافعي، لكن المشهور ما قدمناه. There is another saying within the Shafi'i school that it is not prohibited for the wife to enable her husband to enjoy what is between her navel and her knees if she is in the state of menstruation or postpartum bleeding, except for the issue without a barrier, except for the issue of sexual intercourse. So according to this saying in the Shafi'i school, she is entitled to enable her husband to enjoy what is between her navel and her knees, except for, without a barrier, except for the sexual intercourse. Now the famous saying in the Shafi'i school is the first one. But this second one is also a saying within the school. والحائض والنفساء كالجنب يحرم عليهما المرور في يحرم عليهما المكث في المسجد. وتزيدان أنه يحرم عليهما أيضا مجرد المرور إن لم تأمنا تلويث المسجد، إن خافتا تلويث المسجد بالدم يعني. Now for staying in the mosque, just as in the case of Junub, it is haram for the menstruating woman to do that. But it is haram for her also just to pass in the mosque, to go in from one door and go out from the other door, if she fears that she is going to contaminate the mosque with the blood, with her blood. If she fears that, then even just passing is prohibited for her. If she does not fear that, then it is permissible for her just to pass in the mosque, although it is prohibited for her to sit or to go back and forth. خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. إن كان أحد عنده سؤال فليتفضل. If you have questions, go ahead. بلى 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 جنب. يقال عنه إنه جنب. If someone has sexual intercourse with his wife and he does not emit mani, he is in the state of janaba also. نعم.
الجنوب إذا أراد أن يمر في المسجد هذا يعني على سبيل العادة عادة يمر في هذا المسجد ولا اليوم قرر يمر في المسجد؟
ما سمعت منيح.
الجنوب إذا أراد أن يمر في المسجد هذا يعني على سبيل العادة بيكون بمر بالمسجد ولا
ما شرط؟
ما شرط؟
لا، لو لم تكن عادته
بارك.
يجوز. تفضل أبو الصلاح. It doesn't have to be the habit of the person to pass through the masjid if he was for him to be in allowed to do that. If he was junub, it doesn't have to be his habit. نعم.
شيخي بالنسبة للتيمم، سألوا الشباب بصلاة التقديم أنه يطلب الماء لصلاة الظهر مثلا ثم لصلاة العصر قلنا يتيمم، فهل كذلك يجب عليه طلب الماء لصلاة
ما طلب الظهر؟ خلص ما هو بيعرف حصل
الله.
الطلب وفيه
بارك الله
وفيه. Holding. Holding. If someone is in the state of janaba and he wants to hold a religious book that contains some ayahs in it or the like, he is not prohibited from doing that. Even it is permissible for him to hold the tafsir, the interpretation of Quran, if the interpretation is more, has more letters than the letters of Quran.
Even touching the letters, even with the fingers in the book.
Is touching the letters haram? This is what you're asking.
No. I'll answer later, inshallah.
Sheikh Samir, in the case of searching for water and he doesn't have water, but he sees like the clouds of rain are coming in his direction, or maybe he smells the rain coming, does he have to wait for it to come?
No, he does not have to wait. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
When you said like mentioning about like touching the Quran, the margin, the margin?
The margin of Quran, the junub is not allowed to touch it. Or the one who does not have wudu. يعني the edges of the pages. Okay.
Can the child study the Quran without wudu if he can go and make wudu?
Can you?
Can the child study the Quran without wudu if he can go make the wudu?
Can a child who is studying in Al Quran without wudu? Even if he can go and make wudu, he is allowed to do that without making wudu. We allow him to do that without making wudu. Because a little child, if every time you want to order the child to go and make wudu to study in Al-Quran, he might get bored with that. And then he would leave out studying. This is why in Ash-Shaba' this was exempted. So we let him do that without making wudu. Go ahead.
This is a question about purifying water. If I asked the question, if you boil water, you said it's not, it can't become purified. But if you filter it so that it becomes like unchanged water again, close to unchanged water, and then you make it into a lot of water, will it become purified again?
So you are talking about a water which is not just filthy.
And it is.
You put it together until it becomes a big amount of water.
Well, if it's not just filthy but also changed, but then you
purify it, you filter it till it's unchanged. Until it becomes a big volume of water, more than 51 gallons, and then you put all that water together and it is still changed by a najasa. So through a certain procedure, the change goes away. Then this water again becomes purifying.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
إذا كتب الجنوب آيات
القرآن يجوز.
نعم.
فيها تفصيل المسألة. فيها تفصيل. فيها تفصيل يكتب من غير أن يمس الورقة أو مع مس الورقة. فيها تفصيل. إذا كتب من غير أن يمس الورقة يجوز. بالقلم من غير أن يمس الورقة يجوز. نعم.
الجنب هل يستطيع قراءة القرآن بلا إخراج صوت؟
هذا ما بسموه قراءة. يجوز أن يحرك شفتيه بالآيات، لكن هذا لا يسمى قراءة. It is permissible for the junub to move his lips with the, how do I say it, with the letters, with the words of Quran. But just moving the lips is not reciting without producing a sound. That is, without producing a sound. It is not prohibited. What is prohibited is for him to recite, that is, with a sound, even if it was not loud.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
If a woman, for example, goes shopping and she realizes the time for her salat is running short.
Your voice is low. Sorry.
If a woman goes shopping,
uh-huh,
and the time for the salat is running out,
okay,
she wants to go and make wudu,
okay,
but she doesn't know any shopkeepers. She's shy. She's worried about whether if she goes to a shop, she may expose some of her awra.
Okay.
Can she make tayammum?
So you're talking about a woman who is in a place where there are men all around. She cannot find a private place to make wudu. If she wants to go to a certain place like this, the time is out. So what does she do? Is she entitled to make tayammum or not? The answer is she is not. If there is water, she makes wudu. She has to make wudu. She does that and she makes wudu in time. And she prays in time. If she knows that the time is going to be out until reaching some place where there is no one there, then she makes wudu wherever she is. She does what she can. If she can make the water reach without uncovering her awra, she does that. If she needs to uncover it, then she uncovers it.
We're not allowed to carry the Quran without a barrier. we're not allowed to carry it even with a barrier.
Can you repeat and
the Quran, we're not allowed to carry it even with a barrier, but can we push it away?
Al-Quran, like with your hand?
Yes, with a barrier, then push it away. Is that considered carrying it?
With a barrier.
Naam. Move it aside, push it without carrying it, without lifting it up.
I'll ask, inshallah. تفضل وليد.
الشيخ سمير اللي بيقرأ آية الكرسي مثلا, إذا الحائط تقرأ آية الكرسي على سبيل العادة من باب التحصين, يعني فيها تعمل هيك
بنية قراءة القرآن أم بنية أنها تذكر هذه الأذكار؟
لا مثلا مثل أوراد التحصين مثلا.
فهمت, بس عم تتحصن بقراءة القرآن ولا عم تتحصن بهالذكر اللي هو مثل ما جاء في القرآن؟
هو هيك الثاني.
إن كان بالذكر هذا هو هي أذكار القرآن اللي ذكرناها.
بارك الله فيك.
بس حقيقة ينبغي يعني أنه عن جد تكون هيك نيتها, ليس أنها تقرأ آية من القرآن. If a woman who is in her menses recites Ayat al-Kursi, not as an ayah from Al-Quran, but because she wants to make the dhikr which is mentioned in a dhikr, this is dhikr, Ayat al-Kursi contains dhikr. And it is, so she makes this with the intention of making dhikr, similar to what is in Al-Quran. But her intention is a dhikr and not reciting a verse from Al-Quran. If really, really, again I say, if really, this is her intention, then it is permissible for her to do that. اتفضل مازن.
شيخ سمير, إذا مدرس يريد أن يستشهد بآيات من القرآن وهو جنوب, يجوز له؟
ليس له.
ليس له؟
لا.
طيب.
If someone was giving a class and he wants to produce a proof for what he is saying, and the proof that he wants to produce is a verse from Al-Quran, he is not entitled to do that if he is junub. إلا لضرورة, except if there is a necessity, but that's something else. تفضل.
إذا كان واحد يضع القرآن قرب سريره في غرفة نومه حيث يجامع زوجته مثلا, ويقرأ القرآن في هذا السرير مثلا, هل فيها كراهة وحرمة أو شيء؟
ليس حراما. أن يعطى لا يعطى.
ولو عم بيتعلم قبل السن التمييز. وبالنسبة
if the child is not at the age of mental discrimination yet, you cannot give him Al-Quran. You cannot tell him hold Al-Quran and read in it. You can make him memorize from Al-Quran, yes, but you don't give him Al-Quran because he is not yet in the state of mental discrimination. If he is in the state of mental discrimination, it is permissible to give it to him, to study, to use it for studying, even if he does not have wudu. If he is not pubescent yet.
آيات محفورة بحديد والمرأة الحائض فيها تاخذها تمسكها بإيدها وتمسحها, بس آية قرآنية.
ما تحملها لا.
ما تحملها؟
لا. إذا كان لا, أو الورقة اللي فيها سورة من القرآن مثل المصحف.
If you are Muslim and you go to church, never mind. I forgot what I was going to say.
Did you want to ask? Okay. But, yeah.
If a person is traveling and they are in the state of junub, can they stay in the masjid?
If
a person is traveling,
yes,
and they are in the state of junub, can they stay in the masjid?
And they are what?
They are staying they're
in the state of Junub.
Yes.
What's
and
the question?
This is where they're living for the time.
So what's the question?
Can they stay there in the masjid? Yes.
Why do they want to stay in the masjid?
Because this is where they're living while they're
traveling.
No,
it is not permissible. You know, you're talking about a masjid. That is a place which is made waqf for the prayers. Not just a place that the people choose to pray in it. It was made waqf to pray in it. This is the masjid. Then it is not permissible. And when we are talking about this, we are talking about the area for prayer. So if the people build a mosque and next to it, attached to it, and next to it, adjacent to it, a small is one or two or three rooms, and those room in this one room, and in this room, this is dedicated for the one who leads the prayers to live in it, then this is not considered a part of the masjid. He can stay there while he is junub, but he cannot enter, he cannot stay in the area for prayers if he is junub. Okay? So for example, to be more precise, this area is not the masjid that we are talking about. Although it is dedicated for prayers, it is not made waqf for that. So it does not have the same judgment. But let me answer the questions that I have here. Some of those questions I already answered. الحائض التي تدرس ليس لها أن تقرأ آيات القرآن. If a woman who is in the state of menstruating is giving a class, she is not allowed to recite a verse from Al-Quran in this class. No, when we talk about Al-Quran, the book of Al-Quran, we mean the book revealed to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, which is in Arabic. We are not talking about the interpretation, the English interpretation. The English interpretation is like the Arabic interpretation. It is permissible to touch it without wudu. We are talking about the book of Quran. And the English interpretation is not the book of Quran. So the woman, the one who does not have wudu, is permitted to touch it. الحفظ. Wearing the hifz, you know what's the hifz? The, for example, a paper in a small bag in which it is written verses from Al-Quran, and one carries it for protection, is permissible even if one does not have wudu. It is permissible. If it is permissible. According to some scholars, to some imams, it is permissible to hold al-mushaf if one with a barrier, if one does not have wudu. هل يجوز مس غلاف المصحف إذا كان المصحف ليس فيه يعني كيس المصحف الذي هو فارغ من المصحف أي يجوز من غير وضوء يعني يجوز ذا شو الغلاف الغلاف the cover of المصحف if it gets detached from it then it is permissible to touch it without وضوء if it gets detached from it likewise the box in which usually one puts al-mushaf. If al-mushaf is not in it, it is permissible to carry it. If a woman is in the state of ritual impurity, the question is, how can she make tahsin? How can she say something to protect herself and her family? She can say other zikr other than Al-Quran. There is a lot of zikr for that. Al-ha'id la yajuz an tamassa Al-Quran walau kanat mu'allima aw muta'allima. إذا شخص كان جنوبا هل يجوز له التيمم إن لم يجد ماء يغتسل وأراد الصلاة ماذا يفعل يتيمم هذا اللي كنا عم نحكي قبل If a person is جنوب and he does not find water to make the غسل to wash himself then he makes a التيمم of course Did you explain that it is permissible to carry al-mushaf in the luggage? Yes, I said it is permissible. But if the intention is not to carry al-mushaf itself, but to carry the luggage, and within the luggage, of course, al-mushaf is there. Reciting Al-Quran, if one does not have wudu, is permissible. Not just Al-Falaq, Al-Nas, and Al-Ikhlas. If one recites the whole Quran while one does not have wudu, it is permissible. If one is in the state of major ritual impurity, then he is not permitted to recite Al-Quran. Okay, one more question for Khalid, and that's it.
I'm thinking you said some scholars said he could handle the mushaf without wudu for reciting Al-Quran, but you said with a barrier?
Some scholars said it is permissible to hold al-mushaf with a barrier if one does not have wudu, yes.
What is the barrier, like gloves or something you mean?
Any barrier. So if you carry al-mushaf in your jacket and then you lose your wudu in the pocket of your jacket and then you lose your wudu, according to those scholars, you don't have to,
I'm
take off the jacket.
There's a saying though by some that they could recite from al-mushaf without wudu. Is there a saying like this?
Can you repeat?
Is there a saying from some scholars that they can recite from al-mushaf without wudu?
Carrying al-mushaf
and holding it and reciting from it.
So you're asking about holding al-mushaf without wudu.
Yeah.
Without a barrier.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
There is, okay.
Although this is... although most of the mujtahids have another opinion, although most of them say it is not permissible. But yes, some said it is. بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. طيب